It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo.
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Wintertime. Oh, she coming back tonight to tell y'all. I thought I told you that we won't stop. In Diva versus Diva news, Patti LaBelle is denying allegations that she and Aretha Franklin got into a fist fight after the Lady of Soul concert at the White House. An article surfaced that said the two got into a brawl, but was later determined to be a hoax. Well, we here at the Greasy Report want y'all to know that the hoax was a hoax. They did fight. We got a hold of Frankie Lyman's memoirs, and he expounds on how much Aretha Franklin couldn't stand Patti after David Ruffin and his cohorts chose Patti LaBelle and her squad over Aretha. She really had a thing for David Ruffin and swore revenge on Patti one day. We've also learned that Patti LaBelle was cool with Aretha up until Aretha stole a lucrative Luster's Pink Lotion endorsement deal from Patti back in the 80s. Don Cornelius was all caught up in that thing. Y'all remember that?
Give it up for the divas of soul.
And rumor has it that Patti's kicking off of the shoes came from this beef. She would kick her shoes off to be ready for if Aretha tried something. We'll keep you posted. In You Ain't My Real Daddy news, Flavor Flav is in trouble for pulling a knife on his 17-year-old stepson. The two got into an altercation after the young man told Flavor Flav that Waka Flocka was the greatest rapper ever and that Chuck D was horrible. Well, Flavor Flav hopped out of his Craftmatic adjustable bed that they keep in the living room, and an argument ensued. Flavor Flav's temper reached a boiling point when the young man said, "Man, you kissed that ugly woman New York in the mouth, and I heard you was pregnant by Bridget Nielsen. You can't tell me nothing. Plus, what's up with that bama-ass clock you got on?" When he said something about the clock, Flavor Flav saw red. He pulled out his Swiss Army knife on him, because all old men got a Swiss Army knife. When the police arrived and arrested Flavor Flav, he said, "I guess 911 ain't no joke." Let's pray for Flavor Flav and the baby he is carrying by Bridget Nielsen. And in first the Fat Boys breakup and now this news, T.I. and Tiny are calling it quit. Oh, Lord, say it ain't so. It's a shame, because we here at the Cleasy Report were rooting for them. They the closest thing to the Huxtables we got on TV these days. The split came after T.I. came home and saw Tiny installing another set of lips and replacing her left butt cheek, which apparently had a flat. That's the Cleasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.